You know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and I am all set up and ready to go.
I guess you just connect when you can, huh? You know, like there's always stuff to do. I don't bother too much. I keep it pretty casual, just keep connecting. Most folks I connect with have always got something on to bring up. It's not only so much happening, but it seems to be speeding up. So it's just crazy times, man.
Yeah.
Trying to run your day-to-day life, as you said, and you're out, and it's hard. I'm lucky for that I've got the mobile, that I can do these, you know. It allows me to do so much more, having that freedom, you know. It helps a lot. All right. So you're ready to rock and roll, buddy?
Yes, mate. Yep.
All right. All right. We're plugged in. Jason Woodforth joining me for our usual chat today. And it's Thursday, so it's the Kraz Files podcast. Jason's up out of Brisbane area, and I'm here in Sydney. And everything's up on the website, krazfiles.com. And plenty going up, indeed. So very active website. Thanks to the members as well. You guys are awesome. And we're over on Telegram as well. And we continue forward. I plugged in for the Night Watch podcast last night, Jason, just covering a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and I was just talking about this attack against Queensland teachers by the Education Department and Palachuk, docking them of their pay, like punishing them after telling them that they can go back to work. So basically telling Queensland teachers who didn't want the clot shots in their arms, you can go back to work now, and now the Education Department sending them letters. Basically saying that you've been a naughty boy or a naughty girl, and we don't like your conduct. Yeah, you've been naughty, and we don't like that. And your behaviour is disgusting, so we're docking you like 18 weeks' pay and giving you a spank on the bum. So it's absolutely incredible, and I played some clips and talked about that. A lot of people I sent that to, and a lot of people are saying this is just an outrageous, disgusting attack. But, you know, as they do this, and in Queensland especially, to people and treat people like this, then it just wakes more people up and more people can see how disgusting all of this is. So they're really doing us a favour with their outrageous behaviour. So I kind of covered that last night. And also, I just covered the police officer in Perth or whatever that tried to go through the courts because he lost his job, you know, unfair dismissal.
Yeah.
I just talked about how stupid this is and how people are wasting their money trying to get anywhere through these Australian courts. And I really want to cement that. I had to sit down and waste my bloody time watching this Justice Beach Jones case, you know, with Brad Hazzard in the New South Wales court when they took him through, and he threw it out in 10 minutes after we all wasted our time. And it's just happening over and over. They're all losing their cases. And I was just talking about the AVN as well. They've been trying to take the TGA through the courts, and they've appealed it again and lost again. And they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of people's donating their money, and they've lost the two cases. And I just tried to tell people to cement this to people, that those courts and those judges, they're fucking laughing their asses off at people. You're wasting your money. You're never going to get anywhere in these bloody courts. And isn't it better to take that money and put it back into your platforms and build websites, because it's information that they don't like, you know? It's information that really gets them. And so going through their court system is just not going to get you anywhere. So I cemented that down, because I'm just sick of these cases and following it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money, and I'm not supporting or following any of these court cases anymore, because they're just a bunch of pedophile criminal scum, you know what I mean, that sit in their court chambers and act. People think that they can go through the court system and get some kind of justice for themselves, you know, and they get burned very badly, and they're getting burned and burned and burned, and they're just throwing these cases out because there's no way that a judge in Australia is going to go on our side, and we're going to have any kind of win in these court systems. There's nowhere as we've been talking about, this goes right up to Vatican Freemasons. This is the New World Order. This is Klaus Schwab's great Agenda 2030 reset. Some judge in Australia is not going to walk into the chambers and vote for you, okay? And as I talked about last night, these courts are really about feeding the prison systems, misdemeanors and crimes and stuff like that. If you want justice, you're not going to find it in any court in this country. I don't fucking care if it's high courts, supreme courts, the biggest courts in the land. This is nothing more than a company now. It's been overtaken by a bunch of crooks. They're all crooks. And this Royal Commission into the government's handling of the COVID and what they did to people, not going to go anywhere. It's all bullshit. So just wanted people to understand that. And that's what I covered last night, mate.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah, like, the teacher thing is just unbelievable in particular.
Well, out of Brisbane, obviously. So unbelievable.
Yeah.
To see people treated like this, you know?
Yeah. This shows the teachers there's consequences for their actions. There's consequences. You know, it's not even lawful, and they're just going to get away with it. They will get away with it as they've got away with everything else because there is no law for what they've done over the last 2.5 years, and they don't care. Mate, I want to start actually with the Dilbert cartoon. People, if you're not watching, keeping a track of Dilbert on a daily basis, oh, please, you got it. Talk about the truth in plain sight. It's Dilbert.com, all right? It's an adult's cartoon strip. But here's the classic one. This is right out of the Matrix, right? So there's only three little squares. This is from Saturday, August 20th, if you want to check it out, people. We have developed two neural chips for the brains. One's red, one's blue. Now, what was the Matrix? You take the red pill, you take the blue pill. And as he goes in the next square that says, the red one helps you see the reality for the first time, but the blue one keeps you in the illusion. Okay, that is exactly how the Matrix. But here's the kicker, all right, or the truth. Here we go. How are the advanced sales? Reply, haven't seen any orders for the red one yet. People would rather just be happy with the blue pill, going about their normal day, just thinking everything's going to be right. And that's where we are. Dilbert telling the truth in plain sight. No one wants the red pill. Well, very few of us do. That's the truth. And whilst they keep taking the blue one, we will not wake them up. And Adam, up here, the number of people wearing masks is just unbelievable. And of all age groups, even saw two prime high school kids with them on the other day. I just cannot believe the amount of stupidity. But that is the blue pill. That's what it's doing. They're happy. They're happy, but they're dragging us into the pit while they fucking do it, the assholes. Anyhow.
Yeah, I covered that last night. Yeah, it's like they want to be controlled. They want to be dominated. Most people want it, and I was just talking about a story I had yesterday. I had to go get some citrus fruit at a shopping village, and it was the most depressing experience of my goddamn life, I tell you. I walked through this sort of shopping village, and it was depressing. Everybody was in masks. All the old people were in masks. This woman was walking around in a dressing gown with slippers on a phone, with the mask on, you know. There were football fields, like sporting fields there, attached to a school. They got 5G towers looming over them. People were playing, kicking a ball around in masks. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I went to Aldi and I got a couple of things and some lemons and stuff, and there was a big line waiting behind me, and they all had masks on. But masks are not mandated. Well, they never were mandated anyway. It was all bullshit. But they're not mandated here in New South Wales now. And I'm walking through this mall and they've all got these masks on. I just couldn't believe it. When the government is telling them that you don't have to, they're still doing it. So that's the thing. That's the thing. That's what Morpheus says in The Matrix. Yep. Take the blue pill, the red pill. If you take the blue pill, wake up in your bed tomorrow morning and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill and I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes, you know? And so most people, as you said, yeah, that's a great cartoon, would rather the blue pill and just keep stumbling around living in a bloody dream world.
Yep. Oh, people, you go to Dilbert.com. It is just an absolute crack up. I love it. Actually, I should read a couple of comments on that one. Hang on. Stand by. 170 comments. Because there's comments under each, all of his cartoon strips. One comes out every single day. Will you listen to me? Will you look in the woman in the red dress? I prefer to take the no pill and yeah, I'd prefer to take no pill at all and think for myself. Maybe they're orders for the red chip, but PHB doesn't see them because he got the blue chip. No, so that's what happened to my Democrat friends. So his audience is some of it seeing it, but they're not seeing it for absolutely the fact that people don't want to wake up. Yep, as simple as that. People just don't want to wake up. They're happy being plugged in and just being an AI. Well, that's what they're going to become soon anyway. So it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. But now, mate, let me cross to the tomato flu.
Well, they won't even know anyway.
Yeah, they won't know. They won't know. They won't.
Smooth transition or transaction.
Yeah. Mate, I'm going to move on to the tomato flu. I couldn't believe this when I saw it on 9 MSN. Okay, so but the cracker or the kicker for this one is tomato flu was posted at 11:56. Remember, 11 is the master number. Okay, 56 is the coronavirus number. Because remember Gavin, I think it was Newsom or anyway, the California governor, his name equals 56 in gematria, and he said at the beginning of the pandemic that at 56% of Californians would get it within 8 weeks. And what's 8 weeks? 56 days. And why be so precise about 56%? So 56 is Anthony Fauci's coronavirus. There's so many things that equal 56. Pfizer boss, I think it was, sold 5.6 million shares. Watch for the 56s. But the kicker for this was, so you got the 11:56, and guess when the first case was diagnosed? May 6. What's May? 5. 56. Unbelievable. You just cannot make this shit up. Now, also, they say the reason why it's tomato called is because it gives you large red blisters. Well, no, the pictures you showed me look more like someone with the measles. Okay, probably slightly bigger and spaced out than the measles, but look like the measles. Then later on the article, it says you can also look like the blisters for monkeypox. I'm going, no, well, they're completely different looking blisters. These are like red dots. So again, they just keep throwing stuff into an article and you just believe it. And you just go, oh, yeah, yeah. It confuses the cult members. They get confused and they say, this is too hard. I'm just going to keep with that blue pill, go to work, and you just tell me what to do. That's where we're at. Man, I got to get onto my photos. I've got a stack of
things. Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Well, it'd just be covering for it'd just be any blisters or sores or rashes would be just covering for the for the COVID jab. Reactions people are having, that's all, you know.
All right, mate.
But it's also mockery, isn't it?
Oh, tomato flu. Absolutely.
Yeah, they said people are getting tomato fever.
Yeah.
Maybe kids will be coughing up tomatoes. I don't know. It's mockery, and they're mocking you, as you said, through all the dates, through the numbers.
Right. Okay. Now, something very interesting. John Farnham's cancer. Zach off Gematria Effect News reckons that Olivia Newton-John went out by the numbers. It was very interesting, the presentation he gave. And then we've got John Farnham down with cancer as well, and at 73 years of age. And, of course, he is another Australian high-profile singer. So I'll see whether or not Zach starts to try and tie him into anything that's a bit of a ritual. And these things are rituals. Like, what is happening is just unbelievable by the numbers every day. But here's the thing. I mentioned one of the other podcasts is that I can't make sense of some of these words that these journalists, these sentences, that like they're just making no sense. So this one, I'm pretty sure this is the one. He is the voice, there is doubt. Oh, yeah. He is the voice, there is doubt about that, and he will always be the voice. They lift out the word no. He is the voice. There is no doubt about that. And the number of grammar corrections I go through to go, how are you getting this wrong? You've missed this word or this word, and that doesn't make sense. I've got another cracker one. Oh, hang on. Now he tells his fellow troops. Yeah. Kremlin's war. Hang on. Now this is for the Russia, the Ukraine war that's not actually happening, just on a movie set. Now he tells CNN that his fellow troops as tired, hungry, and disillusioned. His fellow troops as tired? Now he tells CNN that his fellow troops are tired. What's with all these mistakes? It's like one news article after another. Is this another one again? Because it was very cold at night, we couldn't even sleep. We would find some rubbish, some rags, just to wrap ourselves in to keep warm. Now, the thing with that one was that was written correctly, but I don't get brackets. They've put the word in brackets, just to wrap ourselves in to keep warm. What are the brackets required for? Again, none of this is making sense. Hey, I wasn't that good in English, and maybe we were meant to put the word in brackets, but it makes no sense to me to put that in brackets. Now, Russia's 56. What's that one there for? No, I'll go bypass that, but it was interesting that it was the 56th Air Assault Regiment that the paratroopers served, because, again, 56 is the big number in this whole coronavirus bullshit. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Okay, classic. Okay, so there's a news article today, and it says this tradie from a fire. Oh, let me get it back up. Hang on. Let me go up, because even when you read the news article headline, it doesn't make sense. Oh, I didn't screenshot the news article headline. Hang on. Could still be here. Has got to be here. Okay, I can't look like it's gone. Yeah. Let me just Google search 5 minute text.
The tradie ones are usually great. Remember the tradie stripper in Byron Bay that set off the COVID thing?
unbelievable.
A tradie by day and stripper by night.
Single dad, look at 5 word text, single dad. See if that gets it up. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, the 5 word text that tore everything apart, but that was written differently on the 5 word. Yeah, I got a 5 word text that ruined it all, but the way they wrote it on 9MSN was like 5 word text. And then the way they went in the next bit was like, that makes no sense. You're missing out a word here, people. What the freak's going on? But here's the classic. Here you go, Adam. This is the 5 words in the text. Tools down. Get off site now. So let's go through it one by one. Tools is the first word. One. Down is the second. Two. Get. Three. Off. Four. Site. Five. Now. Six. Well, what's going wrong? What the frig is happening with what we're putting into these news articles? Nothing is right. Nothing's making sense. Unbelievable. Never seen anything like it.
I was talking to Sharon Daffner the other day. She's in the US and a really interesting lady. It's super interesting. But she was talking about Anne Hesh and everything. And she kind of said that the system seems to be malfunctioning. That Anne Hesh could be malfunctioned. You know, it's really interesting because they're all under mind control or whatever the hell they are, I don't know. But if you look around you, it seems like the system, which is like the Matrix, is starting to malfunction. That's what we're talking about, and we went a lot deeper on it, but it was very interesting conversation. So you're looking around you, and because you're becoming more aware, and everything that you're reading and seeing is like not making sense now. They're scrambling to maintain order and control, and it's falling to pieces possibly. There's a change, a shift happening. It could be, like an energy sort of thing we've been discussing, a transformation here, but things are falling to bits possibly, buddy.
Yep, absolutely. Just going through my screenshots, I've got a friend of mine on Instagram, and she's put up a post, and it's all about mental health, and, you go through this and you go through that, and just, stay strong, good times are ahead. So the picture she's put up is a selfie of her bum. She's actually had to pull her gym pants down and took a picture of her standing there with basically a G-string on. I mean, for crying out loud, this is what is wrong with the world. There's no need for that shot. The fact that you've pulled your pants down says, hang on, I've pulled my pants down. I'm showing my ass off here. I mean, I'm a guy. I'll look at your ass. But seriously, that's not helping the young girls of this world. I move on. Hey, this is a classic. Get ready for this one. So we've got these new speed cameras coming. One's for construction sites and the other one's for school zones. And basically, you know, more just raping us because we haven't had a school or a worksite accident in like I cannot remember when. And the ones around worksites are so few and far between, like you don't even hear of them. Like there's one death, not even a year. But here's what they've written in their Moreton City News. Where is it? Yep. The design will help the cameras blend into construction zones to bring in the most money. I'll say it again. The design will help the cameras blend into construction zones to bring in the most money. Then, while standing out very clearly in school zones, slowing vehicles down for actual road safety. So they're just straight up telling you the ones in construction zones are not about the safety the construction workers. That was just bringing in the most money, but the other one will be for actual road safety. Unbelievable. That is our grubberment.
This is like bizarre. I think Queensland could be one of the most bizarre places with everything that's happening, you know. It's not just that it doesn't make sense, but, you know, something like that is all about control too.
Oh, 100%. And, you know,
I was talking about it last night, you know, just going through all the amount of traffic lights here now and signs. It just never used to be like that. You can't get anywhere. Yeah. It's just stop, start, stop, start.
Yep.
And it's all about control, you know. Yep. And, but it's all a con. It's just more money for them, you know. It's always a trick.
100%. Adam, I've got to send you hang on. Done. I've got to send you a photo because what I'm going to explain now, you might want to put up on your page because, mate, this is the most bizarre thing I've seen come out of this. Oh, it's just bizarre. Hang on, right across. Send. Mate, check your messenger out. So I'm looking at a car that's, from the Ukraine or Russia. I think it was Russia. We've had a car blast. Now, the only problem with the car blast picture, there's two things wrong with it. One, I can't see a car. Okay, I can see bits of metal around the place, but, like, there's no car. Where's the car? Why wouldn't they be over at the car? So I reckon it's nothing. It's just old debris. But see in the top right-hand corner, Adam, what is that watermark logo? Have they come through? Oh, Adam.
Hang on. Did you send it on Messenger?
Yeah, Messenger.
All right. Daughter of Putin's.
So, yeah, that was brain? Putin's. Well, it doesn't matter who was killed in the fake car crash, the car bomb that was probably a blast. But look at the picture in the top right-hand corner. Look at that watermark. That's just bizarre. Have you ever seen a watermark come on any pictures? Mm.
Is this the daughter of Putin's brain?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But people, if you go onto 9MSN and just watermark, look for some pictures, look at the watermark. That's just bizarre to have that watermark there. And what's the watermark of? Like there's a horseman in the middle, so that could be one of the horsemen of the apocalypse, one of the four horsemen. You know, it's just the bizarrest watermark. I need to find out whose logo or shield or whatever it is, whose that belongs to.
Why is there that a shield there? What is that in the picture for?
Yeah.
Is this from 9.com.au?
Yeah. I'll just Google Russian shield.
Why does it... Daughter of Putin's brain killed in Moscow car blast...
Okay, it's definitely, what? Yeah, it makes no sense.
Daughter of Putin's brain? What the hell? The vivid and violent incident is likely to aggravate Russia-Ukraine.
Oh, sorry, the brain thing. Now, the brain thing is because Putin's right-hand man is the brains of the operation. Yeah, but, you know.
So daughter of Putin's right-hand man.
Yeah.
Why that's so weird. They've just put brain.
Yeah. Well, remember the other day, I think I did it on your podcast, remember we had 52 players were charged? It wasn't 52 players, it was 52 people, but they put that word players in there just to get us all hyped up about being an AFL or an NFL player. You know, this is what they're doing. Unbelievable. Not really unbelievable. Just waking up to more and more of it.
Weird times.
Yeah. Hey, classic, this one. So I got a meme that I saw, and this reminded me of a question my seven-year-old grandson asked me about 6 months ago. He goes, "Granddad, if the sun is out there in space, why is the space dark?" I'm like, good on you, kid, for thinking. Hey, thinking. And anyway, there's a meme here with one of the cartoon things. If the sun is in space, why is there a light on Earth but not in space? And it's got a picture of the big, massive sun, but it's just doing one little tiny ray straight towards Earth. People, I know this will mess with some people's heads, but it's flat. And when you go above the clouds, those clouds that were wrapping around and around or appeared to be wrapping around will then be rising to eye level once you go above the clouds. And why would the clouds wrap around and the horizon go up? That makes no sense. Your floor has to go at the same rate as those clouds, and it doesn't. Anyway, that's flat Earth for now.
You were talking about holding, was it cellophane or material up to the sun, and it's just a white light as well?
Yeah, it's a white light. People, if you grab just grab some tint, you'll be able to look at. You'll probably have to get some heavy tint. And just look at it. It's just a white light. That's all it is. And at sunrise and sunset, it's very safe for the last half hour to look at directly at the sun. And the later you look, the easier it is to look. And when you look at it and look at it, you just go, wow, that's actually a white light. That's all it is. It's a white light. And think about this one. They say that the moon's illuminated by this sun. Well, hang on a second. How do you then have on many days throughout the month, you'll have the moon in, say, the eastern sky and the sun in the western facing each other, but you haven't got a full moon. You can have a quarter moon, you can have a slither or one-eighth moon, three-quarter moon. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever that sun's not illuminating the whole surface, that whole round surface. It makes no sense. So the moon does not get its light from the sun. It's its own light, and it doesn't work the tides, because that makes no sense. Okay, and if it was going to work the tides, why does it leave the water alone in lakes and rivers? Sorry, in lakes. It makes no sense. Do some research, people. I'll move off that because some people just can't get their head around that. Okay, so another one, a news article. They got a photo of this kid that was done for urinating in a hospital or something. Anyway, his name equals 322 in gematria, which is the skull and bones number. But also the picture of him coming out of court is like a blurred one. Not blurred so we can't recognize him. You can clearly see who it is. But it's like now photographers can't take clean shots. Journalists can't write properly. Cameramen can't take a frigging clean shot. I mean, like, what's going on? It's just a joke.
Yeah, not when it matters. That's what I said with the shooting in the Canberra airport. There's people 10 metres away filming the guy, and then the images that were uploaded is just all blotchy. It looks like it's underwater. You can't make even the police out or anybody. It's all dark. It's like, but when it really matters, they just can't take video and photo. But, with everything they make up and all their bullshit games and psyops, it's perfect.
Yeah, and remember, we've got one image of the so-called plane that had no wings that hit the Pentagon. And keep in mind, the so-called plane that didn't hit the Pentagon was Flight 77. It hit 77 minutes after it took off, never took off, and it hit the 77-foot tall Pentagon, which they've changed the height of the Pentagon on Wikipedia, and the Pentagon is on the 77th meridian. This is all by design. The detailed planning that goes into it must be, it's mind-boggling. I don't know, Adam, whether or not it's Satan doing it himself, whether God spoke this all in, and this is how it's happening, and we don't even realize we're doing this to exactly the numbers that we're doing it to. You know, I look at some of the so-called rig football that Zach reckons it is. Some of those passes and catches, I've played elite baseball. I mean, it's not easy to do. And someone like, I watched a try at the football the other night, and seriously, it was such a freak try. You just couldn't pull it off and say, well, I'm going to do it this way into the corner where I'm going to be literally 6 foot out of the bounds, but I'm going to get that ball down right smack in the corner with just centimeters to spare. You just couldn't play that on purpose. So people, I don't know. I just don't know. I kind of think we don't realize that it's happening just organically, I reckon. It just, I don't know. But here's another one, another headline. I don't know if you saw this one, Adam. Climate change aggravates more than half of known human diseases, study claims. So now climate change is aggravating half of all of our diseases.
They've been milking that con for a while.
If you believe
giving people heart attacks and stuff. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
If you believe that, and I know, Adam, to most of your listeners, they're on our page on most things. There's a listener out there that just goes, well, don't know, that's probably true. I'm sorry, you might as well just take that blue pill and just go back to watching maths.
I can't believe anyone. I think most people are laughing at that.
Yeah.
It's just mockery. It's so stupid. I've never seen such stupid headlines. That just takes the cake. And I check the news every day, like all those news feeds, the Australian MSM, you know, and it's just loaded with, you know, 33s and every story, I was sending you that the other day about these people, they're having things like either having accidents or there's breakups or there's all sorts of things going on with celebrities. How can everybody be 33 years old? It's like every single report and there's just 33 is saturated.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. How can these people keep being 33? It's impossible.
It's unbelievable. Adam, just going back to that shield that was the watermark on that photo, there is a Russian shield that's got the two heads that are above the shield with the actually, that's probably the closest one to it. So the Russian coat of arms, I should say what it is, it doesn't have the shield, though, but it does have a horseman in the middle of the coat of arms. But that's just bizarre to have a watermark there. There's no need for a watermark. In actual fact, the another coat of arms, Russian one, I can see it. It does look like the same sort of horseman in a stride and holding a some sort of a bayonet or whatever it is. But that one's got me. That one's really got me of why that watermark is there on that photo. No reason for it. No reason.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Very bizarre. But, mate, you know what? That's about – oh, hang on. That's about all I've got. But two things before I finish up is I've actually now had three colds in the last 10 months. Mate, I can go years without a cold. And I just had another one last week with another one about 4 months, I reckon, ago, and one back in November last year. And I said to the wife the other day, I said, this is really bizarre. I don't get colds. I haven't changed my diet. I still go to the gym. I still detox with saunas, whatnot. I really haven't changed anything that I've been doing the last 10 years. So it's really, really bizarre. So, PavVax was given the authority to spray Queenslanders back in 2015. So were they spraying with something? I don't know. The last thing, there might be something else, but the last thing definitely want to say is, people, we are still here, and this is not going away, as I've said for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been pretty good. I don't know. It's a weird one.
Yeah, and the colds I've got have been fine. I still went to the gym. I still did everything I had to do. Didn't lack energy, slept at night, no dramas. And a shout out to my friend Mel, who listens to my rants. She goes, I love she a personal friend. She goes, I love getting in the car and just listening to you to rant away.
Ranting away, we love that. I go on some rants.